Good morning. You listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Brian Carson, the president and CEO of AHF Products. Brian, how you doing?
Fantastic, Kemp. How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's good to be with you. We want to talk about this acquisition of LM Flooring that you've announced that's just around the corner. Before we get to that, I'd like to refresh my listeners' memories on exactly who you are and AHF Products. So AHF Products, it's the Armstrong Hardwood Assets that changed hands in January, changed the name to AHF Products. A lot of great brand names there. I think you've got six plants in the United States. You've got a headquarters up there near Lancaster, which I understand you're moving. And with you, Brian, you've got long history in the flooring business. You started at Armstrong for about 16 years in the senior management position and then went to Mohawk and worked up to the presidents of North America business and worked there for 12 years and then just been here about 4 months, right?
Yep, but it's been a jam-packed 4 months, Kemp.
Let's talk about the last 4 or 5 months. You're stepping into a business you know really well since you spent all that time at Armstrong. I know you've been busy doing a lot of things. One of them I know has been trying to cut some overhead costs by moving your headquarters, and you're in the process of doing that. I think you, in about a month from now, you'll be off the Armstrong campus, right?
Yes, we're still going to be in Lancaster County, Kemp. We're moving to a town called Mountville, where super excited about that. One of the reasons is today the different functions within AHF are in different buildings spread across the campus, and that really impedes teamwork, crisp decision making, and we're moving to a first-class building where everybody's on one floor driving the business for what creates value for our customers and our channel partners. Yeah, so it will lower our costs, but the primary driver was really to get into a different environment and get everybody together focused on the customer.
Okay. How's business doing now that you're focused in one surface hardwood? How's it doing?
I think the business for all products got off to a slow start earlier this year, but we've certainly seen a pickup in the business as we're moving into Q2. You know, markets go up, markets go down. What really matters is how you're doing in the market and how you're performing. I would say within our business, we're seeing a lot of positive momentum with our customers, with our channel partners, and excitement about our new deal as a standalone company. And the products that we're bringing to market right now and this LM acquisition is just kind of icing on the cake.
Well, let's move to that. LM Flooring is engineered hardwood. I've been told it's a plywood core construction. For many years, it's been a division of Fine Furniture, and it's based in Shanghai, but it's got factories in Cambodia, state-of-the-art factory, really nice factory, fairly new. And it's been over here, I think mostly, you know, with other brands or OEM or private label, been over here selling out of a Dallas office in the United States, and Jerry Spork has been running that business.
I think that's right, Kemp. LM Flooring is actually a worldwide provider of flooring. They manufacture in Shanghai and in Cambodia, and they do business in Europe. They do business in Australia, New Zealand, in Asia, in Canada, as well as in the United States. They sell under the LM brand, but they do private label as well. And LM is known really for its sawn face and slice face products, longer, wider planks, and just outstanding visuals. The business was connected to a furniture business. So styling, coloring, texturing, and all of those capabilities that you would see in Fine Furniture, they've adapted over the years to flooring. So these are really, really first-class facilities in that area of the world. About 2 years ago, LM moved their most experienced manufacturing management to Cambodia because they wanted to have experienced leadership for the purposes of breaking ground on a plant in Cambodia. You know, the benefits of that is availability of materials, availability of labor to make these type of products. In the current environment, it also provides the opportunity for duty-free, tariff-free products. But at the end of the day, there's nothing that moves the market as much as world-class products. And first and foremost, this is a world-class product company, and we are super excited to have these capabilities.
I'm glad you mentioned that tariff thing. I mean, I think if you'd have come out here 4 months into running this business and said you were going to buy a product that was coming out of China right in the middle of this, you know, this is probably not going to last a long time. We'll see what happens. I don't want to go in that wormhole. It's a good thing they've got factories in Cambodia because it's free from this 25% tariff that's going on right now. Let me just ask you real quickly, how did this come about and what's the strategy behind this acquisition?
If I look at our business today and our brands, Bruce, Hartco, Robbins, Homewood, Capella, we have the best brands in the industry. And when I look at our capabilities and I look at solid hardwood, I mean, we've got world-class solid hardwood assets. Mm-hmm. And I look at kind of rotary engineered with our Somerset, Kentucky plant.
Yeah.
Again, world-class engineered, but a rotary engineered. But as I look at what's growing in hardwood right now, you see an increasing demand for longer, wider sawn and slice-based products. And for a whole variety of reasons, those products can be more difficult to do using U.S. assets. So then we were left with, you know, do we really want to be a reseller of products to our channel partners? I looked at that and said, well, what value do we really add just by being a reseller? Mm-hmm. And that will create much more long-term value by innovating, developing products with a manufacturing base that's world-class at doing sawn and slice-based products. When we looked around the world, the LM business is really world-class in those products, so it was a natural hand-in-glove fit for us.
Actually, I know you've got a long history, and you've probably known Michael Moe for a long time. I'm just curious, when you went to AIP, your private equity investor, and said, hey, I think this is the move we ought to do, was it hard to convince him?
Not at all. Not at all. AIP, this is actually the third hardwood business that AIP has owned. Uh-huh. You know, some companies are uncomfortable in the hardwood or lumber type businesses. It's a natural product. You have kind of ebbs and flows of prices and weather impacts, harvesting, and all those kind of things. And that can be intimidating to some companies, not to AIP. You know, they own Northwest Hardwoods for years and made that a tremendous success. They actually, 6-7 years ago, bought the former Armstrong Cabinets business.
I know, yeah.
And over the last 6-7 years, grew that from $100 million to almost $800 million this year. And they'll just be completing the LK acquisition in there. So while flooring is new to AIP, hardwood is not. So when we looked at, here's an idea that we can grow the business and provide real solutions to our customers that will help them improve their profitability, AIP invested in AHF to grow it. And this looked like the natural first step to grow the business.
All right. Well, listen, this is great news. Congratulations. And it also, you know, is aggressive. I mean, here you are 4 months into this role, and you're making international acquisitions. You're also broadening your customer base geographically. So big news here. I definitely want to talk to you about it. I've got other questions I'd like to ask you. We'll just have to do this again another time around where the hardwood business is moving. But again, been talking to Brian Carson, the CEO and president of AHF Products, about his announced acquisition of LM Flooring, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.